the Paris negotiations are not about emissions reductions, they are about cash. The developing world expects developed countries to offer more than $100 billion per year in what is called climate finance. The rationale for the money, the source of the money, and the use of the money are all unclear. Developing nations believe they are owed a, quote, ecological debt for past developed world emissions, and also owed, quote, reparations for the damage from storms they link to climate change. Now, these are plainly non-starters for the United States. But the developing world is also asking to be reimbursed the cost of mitigation measures they take. India alone says in its INDC it needs $2.5 trillion between now and 2030. But if the INDCs represent business as usual, funding is clearly inappropriate. Realistically, developed world leaders are pursuing a transaction in which, having staked their political capital and their legacies on achieving an agreement, any agreement, they will now pay developing nations to sign on the dotted line. To conclude, we should worry that U.S. negotiators and their colleagues, desperate to produce an agreement, will commit dollars from taxpayers that they cannot actually deliver and get nothing in return.